Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Me'ilah, daf Dalet, third page of Me'ilah. And we're going to spend an entire day today dedicated to one statement of the Gemara, Amar of Gidol Amar Rav. We are on Gimel Amud Beis, right in the middle of the Amud. So let me just introduce today's Gemara with this point that I made at the end of yesterday's daf. Really, you got to know this, and once you know this, the rest of the daf goes pretty smoothly. Masechet Me'ilah is dedicated to the topic of Me'ilah. The first topic of Me'ilah we're talking about is Me'ilah by Karban. So that when I have a Karban, so if I benefit from the Karban inappropriately, meaning I misappropriate the Karban, so then I'm subject to the prohibition of Me'ilah and the consequences of Me'ilah, which again means that Bishogeg, if I eat the Karban Bishogeg, a Shavaprut is worth of the Karban, so then I have to make full restitution, plus add a Chomish, plus add a Karban Asham Me'ilah. Good. How do we get to the point of Me'ilah by a Karban? So, as mentioned yesterday, but I'm going to just repeat again today, in our mind we have to divide it between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. Kachi Kachim is Karban's Ola Chatas and Asham, Kachim Kalim is everything else. Now, by Kachi Kachim, so I mentioned this yesterday, but just make this point very clear. The moment that I dedicate the animal as a Karban, I maktish the animal, so the animal now has an Isser Me'ilah. Meaning because, remember, the guiding rule by Karban is what is Kache Hashem. Meaning, once it is now fit to go up onto the Mizbeach, so at that point in time now, it is subject to Me'ilah. The Torah says that when you are Mal B'Kache Hashem, that then it is subject to the prohibition of Me'ilah. So, by Chatas, Asham, and Ola, when I say this is going to be a Karban Chatas, or an Asham, or an Ola, or for that matter, even a Mincha, right? Mincha also is Kachi Kachim. So at that point in time now, everything is subject to Me'ilah. The animal in its entirety is subject to Me'ilah. Okay. Now, by an Ola, let's follow along. So after I makdish it, I bring it up to the base of Mikdash and I give it to the Kohen. I say, okay, let's go. Let's be makir of the animal. So he shechs the animal, he collects the blood, he sprinkles the blood. It's still subject to Me'ilah, the entire animal. Why? For the obvious reason, because the whole thing's going to go up onto the Mizbeach, so Kachi Hashem. So by a Karban Ola, it's going to be subject to Me'ilah from the point that you are Makdish it all the way to the point that it's offered up onto the Mizbeach. Fine. By a Chatas and by an Asham, it's a little bit different, because when I am Makdish the animal, so at that point in time, now it's subject to Me'ilah, because it's Kachi Hashem. Now, I shech the animal, I collect the blood, I sprinkle the blood. Now, there's going to be one subtle change, but it's an important change. The meat of the animal is now consumable by the Kohanim. So that means that the meat, once I do Zrikas Adam, the meat no longer is going up on the Mizbeach. The meat is now, so to say, taken off the Mizbeach, not literally, but figuratively, taken off the Mizbeach. And so now, it is the meat of the Chatas and the meat of the Asham is no longer subject to Me'ilah, now that it's going to the Kohanim, so therefore it's no longer Kachi Hashem. Good. Now, but that's all in the world of Kachi Kadashim. Now let's go to Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim, so that's your Shlamim and all your Shlamim type Karbanos, Toda, Bechor, Meister Behema, right, Karban Pesach. So by Shlamim, by Kachim Kalim, it's totally different. In fact, it's nearly the opposite. Meaning, by Kachim Kalim, I'm Makdish the animal. Is there an Isser of Me'ilah? Not yet. Because by Kachim Kalim, it's not fundamentally Kachi Hashem. In fact, by Shlamim, fundamentally, it's still my animal. Obviously, there are going to be many restrictions on the animal. I can't eat the animal until I'm makriv the until I sprinkle the Zrika Saddam. But nevertheless, though, it's going to be, it's not Kachi Hashem. Now watch, I'm not just the animal, there's no Isser of Me'ilah. I shech the animal, I collect the blood, I sprinkle the blood. Once I sprinkle the blood, now what? Now the Imurim, the innards of the animal, are going to go up onto the Mizbeach. So once I sprinkle the blood, there now is going to become an Isser Me'ilah on the parts that are now going to go up onto the Mizbeach. It is the the chaylev, the forbidden fats of the animal, and certain organs of the animal as well.
And the kidney also?
The kidneys, the diaphragm.
And the fat above the kidney?
And the Yoseris ala kaved. Yeah. One, just one at a time. Yeah.
Yoseris
ala kaved.
On the liver.
Right. The fat over the liver.
There's no fat on the kidney?
again, now you're getting too detailed. too detailed. The larger point that I just want us to appreciate is that it's by Zrikas Adam, it's the reverse effect for Kachi Kachim as it is for Kachim Kalim. For Kachi Kachim, the Zrika removes the Isra of Me'ila by the meat, and by Kachim Kalim, Zrika injects Me'ila into the parts of the Gona go up onto the Mizbeach. That's a larger point that I'm really trying to make right now, which we need to understand as we get through as we're going to go through the upcoming Gemara.
There is none of the korbanot of kodesh kodashim that is part of it's consumed by kohanim.
Sure, chatas and asham.
So if that's the case, so what's the difference? I mean, between the chatat and all I can understand, all the whole thing is going and so
right because by chatas and asham, it's fundamentally going to the whole thing's fundamentally supposed to go up onto the mizbeach.
Right.
The Gemara says that when the kohanim eat the meat of a chatas and the meat of the asham, the Gemara's terminology is mishochan gavoa kazachu. They're taking it from God's table, meaning it's as if God's basically saying, "Look, it's fundamentally mine, but here I'm going to share with you." But in other words, but the animal in essence is still fundamentally a mizbeach dedication. I'll illustrate.
Yeah, in terms of from a shalami, if somebody brings, we know that the emura part is belongs to mizbeach. So why not the meila part is going to create?
Why doesn't it start earlier?
Emura part.
Because I can't put the emurim on the mizbeach until Zrikas Adam, because. The starting point for the shlamim as opposed to the kachi kachim is two totally different starting points. Meaning the shlamim, when I dedicate it to karma shlamim, it's still fundamentally my animal. Fundamentally.
Not the emurim part.
Correct. But even the emurim part, though, is still tangential to the larger animal. And it's only as if, so to say, I'm taking my animal... And here, I'm giving a piece of it to Akash Baruch Hu, but fundamentally, it's my animal. So therefore, there's no Me'ila.
There's no Me'ila.
Until...
But still, it's wrong.
We're not discussing right and wrong right now. We're discussing now the very technical discussion of when Me'ila starts.
If somebody has shalami, doesn't bring it in, they eat shechita and use it at pulling and eat it,
right.
What happens to the emura part? The emura part was Me'ila for him.
Right, in other words, correct, but that's after... That's
before Zrikas Adam.
No, not before Zrikas Adam.
There's a regular shechita, he has to start bringing in... He designates the animal.
Right, I understand, but in terms of the...
Shechita, you start eating it...
Correct.
The emura part is Me'ila.
Correct, I understand. Because you're thinking Me'ila, meaning it's wrong what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you, it's wrong what he's doing.
Not wrong.
But Me'ila is a very technical definition that it has to be under this category of Kachi Hashem. Meaning it has to be where it's now in God's court and no longer my court. And so Zrikas Adam creates now that moment in which the Imurim go up onto the Mizbeach. Need to go up onto the Mizbech. Now it falls under the category of Kachi Hashem.
And by Kachi
Kachim, it's the exact opposite. The animal, by the moment I dedicate it, is fundamentally God's animal. Fundamentally. So that means that the entire animal now is subject to Me'ila. And by an Ola, it continues. Meaning even after Zrikas Adam, it's still in God's court. And so therefore there's an Isra of Me'ila. And by Chatzas and by Asham, so the only change that occurs is that when I do Zrikas Adam, now the Kohanim are entitled to eat the meat. Okay, so now we've taken the meat, so to say, and removed it from the Mizbeach. Again, not literally, but figuratively. Okay. All right. With all that stated now, let's go like this. Amar of Gidol Merav. So this is Pickle Talk. It will be Pickle Talk for the entirety of today. It will... Right, unlike Zvachim, where we stayed on the topic of pigle for I think 3 consecutive weeks. Okay, don't quote me, and I know I'm being taped right now, but you can listen to my back tapes. But we talked about it for a while. Here it's one day of pigle talk, and let's give it a try. Amr of Gidol Merav, we're right in the middle of the Amud on Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara starts off like this. Rikas Pigel Eino Moti Midei Me'ila B'Kachim Kachim, Ve'Eino Mevi Lidei Me'ila B'Kachim Kalim. Yeah. So, if I have a Machshavas Pigel while I'm doing the animal, and again, none of this is condoned, we don't want a Machshavas Pigel, in fact, we'd prefer not being a Machshavas Pigel, but if there's a Machshavas Pigel, by Kachim Kachim, it doesn't flip the switch. Okay, let's say nice and simple. If I have a machshavas pigol, now, Aaron, I'm not going to agree with you yet, and you'll see why. You'll see why, because okay, just stay with me.
Okay.
So, if I have a machshavas pigol, it will not flip the switch. Meaning, by kachim, it won't turn me'ila off, and by kachim kalem, it won't turn me'ila on. Okay, and the simple explanation of Rav Gidol Merav is the following: look. If while I'm doing the avoda, four avodas, shchita, kabbalas adam, holacha, and zrika, while I'm doing the avoda, and while I'm doing the avoda, I'm also doing something wrong, which is a machshavas pegel, which is a machshav of klutzus mano. So while I'm doing all that, so in other words, my avoda is non-avoda. So that means now that status quo, whatever it was, it continues to be. Meaning, although zrika normally flips a switch, and that means by chatzis and asham, it removes me'ila, and that means by shlamim, it introduces me'ila, but because the zrika that I had over here came with a machshavas pigol, so therefore it doesn't flip the switch. It's as if zrika didn't happen.
Who's that? Who's responsible for causing this me'ila? The coin, not the
yeah,
person, right?
Yes, correct, correct.
So the coin has to bring asham.
In other words, yeah, in other words, I know we want to assign blame right now, but right now I'm not interested in assigning blame. We want the principles. So the Gemara says, fine. So let me read this again inside. And emotzi midei me'ila b'kachi kachim. It doesn't remove me'ila by kachi kachim. And by the way, you know what the Gemara means by that is not by the ola. Because had it been an ola, the iser me'ila never gets removed. We're talking only here about chatas and asham. And eino mevili de me'ila b'kachim kalim. And it doesn't introduce me'ila by kachim kalim. Okay. This is a statement of Gidol Merav. And for the entirety of today, from now until when the bell rings, okay, we will discuss the statement of Gidol Merav, attack, 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 a little bit of support, and then come to a not such an exciting conclusion. it won't be a thrilling conclusion. Okay, but because that's what pigol is. Pigol, by definition, is a machshava. Now, we mentioned already a number of times that Rashi, in the beginning of Zvachim, says that when we say machshava's pigol, we mean he has to articulate. He has to state, and he says, I'm eating this animal tomorrow. Or if it's shlamim, I'm eating it 3 days from now. He has to state it. We're not expected to read minds, but
in other words, intention and kavana is the most important part.
By karban, absolutely.
And
tefillah is karban. Meaning, our tefillah nowadays. Correct.
Is someone else required to hear his statement, or just he has to say it?
Yeah, in other words, what if he says, and then afterwards he testified about himself that he stated it? Yeah, it's a good question.
He cannot testify to himself.
Okay, we're learning me'ila right now. So, stay with me. Yasiv Abaye v'kamar la lahashmaita. So Abaye is sitting down and he's now going over the statement of Gidol Merav. Of Gidol Merav, I'm guessing, hopefully correctly, that he's a student of Rav, which means that early generation Amora, Abaye is right in the middle of the pack, right in the middle of the period of the Amoraim. So Abaye now is going over this. So Eisver of Papa Abaye. So now, discussion. Discussion to be had about this statement of Gidol Merav. Now again, the basic idea of Gidol Merav is very straightforward. That while you're having pigle, while doing the Zrika, so that's it. It's as if Zrika wasn't done, and nothing changes. Everything stays the same. By Kachi Kachim, Me'ila's still there. By Kachim Kalim, Me'ila doesn't get introduced. So all this is going to lead to a problem because we're going to learn together a Mishnah Menachos, a Mishnah that we learned together once before. Hashochet es ha-tod lifnim, v'lach machutz. Let's say yishech the carbon toda. Now the toda is an interesting carbon because it has an attachment. What's the attachment to the carbon toda? 40 loaves of bread. 36 are going to be eaten by the owner, 4 are going to go to the Kohanim. And right now, as you're shechting carbon toda, the lechem is outside the azara. That's not where it should be right now. It's not in the right place. The right place for the lechem should be in the azara. So lifnim v'lach machutz chama lo kiddush es alechem. So the lechem does not become sanctified because lechem is not bifnim, and lechem, in order to receive its kedusha, has to be within the walls of the azara. Shech v'ashlo kamu paneh b'tanu v'afilu kamu kulan chutz me'achas me'en lo kiddush alechem. Also, let's say the bread's not baked. That means the bread's not ready. So that means that the bread is not infused with kedusha. And even if 39 of the 40 loaves of bread are fully baked, but one of the loaves of bread is not baked, no good. Meaning the bread is not infused with kedusha, because all 40 loaves must be baked. Okay, now again, all that is good and important, but not what we want to focus on right now. We want to hear this. Now, if I shech the carbon todah with a machshava, and the machshava I have is the classic either chutzas mana or chutzim kama. Chutzas mana is pigle in the classic sense. Chutzim kama is not pigle, but still disqualifies the carbon. Either way, kiddush halechem. Here's the punchline. Here's the important part of this discussion. The bread becomes infused with sanctity. So even though the shechita was done with a machshava of pigel, nevertheless, activated. The bread becomes kadosh. So you see that even though pigel occurred, and even though you normally, according to Rav Gidol Marav, we should just simply discount whatever happened while pigel was occurring, nevertheless, the bread is infused with sanctity. And if you certainly compare the third statement of this Mishnah with statements number 1 and 2, you realize we're basically saying it was a good shechita. Right. The shechita was fine. Meaning, because look at the first two statements. If I shecht and the bread is outside the azara, no good. If I shecht and the bread is not fully baked, no good. And then the brisa, or the Mishnah says, but if I have pigel, oh, that's okay.
But how can that be?
So that's pigel maisi leli de me'ila. So you see that pigel leads to me'ila, because even though, despite the fact that you had a machshavas pigel while shechting, so it nevertheless transforms. So it transforms. Now I know we're making a little bit of a jump, but still, it's not such a big jump. It transforms the bread from being bread to being lachme toda, giving its status. So lichora should also transform from, let's say, kachim kalim, from it not being me'ila to it being me'ila. It's transformative. Ben,
my question is that what does me'ila have to do with this? This bread is going to the owners, right? And kachim kalim. So where is the me'ila window doesn't even open until
no, but it, the gemara no. The two have nothing to do with one another. It's just that you see. The only thing that the Gemara is trying to show from this Mishnah in Menachos is that you see that despite the fact that when you shechted, you had a machshavas pigel, it's still a transformative shechita. It's still a good shechita.
Why is it
looks
like a tamura?
No. It's still a good shechita. That's the basic point. And over here by Me'ila, the Gemara now is advancing that for Rav Gidol Marav, it's going to be difficult. Because what he said is that when you shecht and you had a machshavas pigel while you shechted, it's no good. Meaning it's as if you almost didn't shecht.
Right.
Ishtik, to which, when Abaye hears this question, Abaye is quiet. Abaye doesn't know what to say. Kelsa kamad de Rabbi Abba Amar Lei Bizrika. So the Gemara now gives the following answer. And he says, well, we're going to suggest the following. Look, the Mishnah in Menachos is talking about where you had a machshavas pigel. That's correct, and that's true. But when did you have the machshavas pigel? You had it during the Shechita. So what Rav Gidol Marav says is that that's like pigel light. Okay, these are my terms. Again, you know what to do with them. Love them or leave them, it's fine. But that's like pigel light. I'm not talking about where you had a machshavas pigel during Shechita. I'm talking about where you had a machshavas pigel during Zrika. Now, Zrika is the critical moment of the Avoda, meaning Zrika is where it all happens. Zrika is where where the transformation occurs. That's the switch of Me'ila. By Kachim Kachim, it's the switch that turns Me'ila off. By Kachim Kalim, it's the switch that turns Me'ila on. I'm advancing, says Rav Gidol Marav, is that by Zrika you had a machshavas pigel, so at that point in time, we are nothing changed. Status quo. It's as if Zrika didn't occur. And if you take a look at Rashi over here, Rashi writes, Amar le bezrika. Rashi is 4 lines before the lines start getting very wide. Avahad Amar of Gidol de Eno Mevili de Me'ila, Haino de Pigel bezrika Mamish, de Avi Pigel Gamor. I'm talking about Major League Pigel. Major League Pigel is where the machshava occurred not just during the Shechita, but during the Zrika as well. Because Zrika is where the switch is either turned on or turned off, and the machshava pigel occurred during that time, and that's what I'm saying, nothing transformed.
But first of all, for pigel to stay intact, First of all, the entire process has to take place, meaning that even the Zerika has to be...
Correct, correct.
So it doesn't matter whether it's got Pigol during Zerika or not, as long as you right. initiate the Pigol at the beginning and it does everything like you're supposed
very,
to.
Very good. So,
be turned out.
Good. So you're a couple steps ahead, because you'll see as we attack this line of reasoning, basically what the Gemara is going to say is exactly what you said. What difference does it make when the pigol occurred? Pigol can only be when I do all four votas correctly. And so even though the pigol occurred in Shechita, but eventually I'm going to end up doing all the other avodas. Good.
The thing is, if the guy didn't do the zero correctly, there is no pigol.
Correct, correct. Very good. Very good. Okay, so you're ahead. Okay, let's go forward. Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rava. So Rav Ashi says to Rava. I mean, we could pause right there for just a moment. Rav Ashi's talking to Rava, right? Now, unless you want to tell me that that's not the same Rav Ashi as the Rav Ashi we know and love, and that more maybe it's not the same Rava that we know and love, and there could be others known as Rav Ashi or Rava. Oh, okay. The problem is that the Gemara tells us. I don't know where this Gemara is, but the Gemara tells us that Rav Ashi was born on the day that Rava dies. Right? Rava's in the middle. In other words, my very simplistic way of looking at the Amorayim is that Rava's right in the middle of the pack. Right? Rava's in the beginning, Rava's in the middle, and Rav Ashi's at the end. Okay? Now, you want to break it up into five generations of Amorayim, six generations of Amorayim, however you want to do it. My world is very simple. Rava's in the middle, Rav Ashi's at the end. And the Gemara tells us, I don't know where the Gemara is that Rav Ashi was born the day that Rava dies. Is the Gemara in Kedushin? Oh, he quotes the Gemara. Oh, okay, good. What does he say? Does he have an answer? Okay, fine. He presents the issue. Okay. Yeah, so I'm saying it's not such a major kasha, because it could be that this Rav Ashi is a different Rav Ashi.
He was a very precocious baby.
Anyway, let's not lose sight of the major. I mean, I know it's interesting, but it takes us away from our discussion. And Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rava v'ha Amar Ula. So the Gemara says, but let's observe the following. And the Gemara now is going to quote Ula, and I'm not going to do it, but just to be aware that this discussion over here is now we're attacking Rav Gidol Marav. And it's a funny place to attack him from. We're attacking him from another Amora. Meaning, if you really want to attack an Amora, the place to go to is a Mishnah, a Braisa, a Tosefta. And now we're attacking him from a statement by Ula. So, okay, I'm not making this point. Tosus already makes this point. It's a little bit strange that that's where we're going. But, okay, I deal with the Gemara in front of me. Komitz Pigol Shehalu L'Gabi Mizbeach. If I'm comets the pigle, now we're not talking about a carbon animal carbon. We're talking now about mincha, but you know the parallel is always there. That by a mincha, there are four avodas. By a mincha, there's the kamitza. There is the halacha. I'm missing one.
Collecting the vessel is the second.
Right. I'm sorry. There's a kamitza. There's a putting the kamitza into another kli. Then there's a holacha, and then there is the not sprinkling, obviously, but putting the haktara, burning that kometz, that fistful of flour, up onto the mizbech, and that is a direct parallel between the four avodas by an animal. So, and just like there is pigol by an animal and the four avodas by an animal, there's also pigol by the four avodas by a mincha as well. Okay. All this we've discussed at length. So just. In other words, we assume the parallel.
Is the comments parallel to Shechita?
Yeah.
Do you know that a non-Jew can do Shechita and a non-Kohen cannot do Shechita?
And
a Kohen can do Shechita.
Correct, correct. Good observation. Very good observation. Just work with me. Komitz pigle. So wow, I did a kamitza on the pigle. Now kamitza shchita. They're the equivalency. So shehelu lagabi mizbeach, and I bring it up onto the mizbeach. Now he shouldn't have done that, obviously, meaning because once I'm a fagel, so now that means that there's a disqualification. I shouldn't put it up on the mizbeach, but I did, and I put it up onto the mizbeach. Now you know that the mizbeach can tolerate things that normally shouldn't go up there, but once it's up there, so keep it up there. Paka pigulo mimenu. And once I put it up onto the mizbeach, not only does the mizbeach tolerate it, but the pigle goes away. And as Rashi describes over here, and I don't want to get too involved in this because it is a little bit far away from where we want to be, just in terms of the main point that we're trying to make, is that if that means I put it up onto the Mizbeach and for some reason it flies off the Mizbeach, so it's no longer subject to Mila it's no longer subject to Pigol because I did put it up on the Mizbeach even though I shouldn't have put it up on the Mizbeach. But the larger point that we're making, however, and all this, it's important details, but the larger point that we're making is that I had a machshavas pigol when? During the kmitza, which is equivalent to shechita. And meanwhile, we are saying that pigol sticks to the animal. U kmitza hainu shechita, the Gemara makes the equivalency. Amar lei. So now we're talking, looking at Rav Gittel Marav and saying, look, Rav Gittel Marav, what did you say? There is like pigol light, there's like minor league pigol, and there's major league pigol. And you were advancing that major league pigol, meaning the only time you get to like quote unquote real pigol is only when you have the machshava, not just during shechita, but during the zrika as well. That's what you were advancing. But meanwhile, we have this statement by Ula. Now it's a very detailed statement in a halach and pigol. But the larger, but the larger point is that you see that there could be pigol, even though the machshav occurred only during kamitza, which is equivalent to shechita. And yet we're having a discussion of pigol. Okay. That's the larger point, to which now we're looking at Rav Gittel Marav, and we're saying, but you wanted to say that that's only pigol light. That's not major pigol. The hakatani, I'm sorry. Ukamitza ni shechita amar lei. So his defense is isura demaisili de pigol. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's stage one of pigol. Meaning meaning he had a machshavas pigol while doing the kmitza, but then, to finish the point, he continued to have machshavas pigol up to the very end. Okay. Take a look at the... In other words, he had a machshavas pigol all the way to the end, even though the statement of Ula doesn't make all that very clear, but that's what we'll have to say in order to defend Rav Gittel Marav. We're now at the top of Dal Amud Aleph. V'hakitani imacher miveli de pigol hu atzmo lo kol shekein. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there was another statement made by Ula regarding this. And again, we get to the language of Me'ila, and the language of Me'ila is a little bit funny. V'hakitani. Right, the word ketani, what does that normally mean? It means that we're about to quote a Mishnah, or a Braisa, or something Tanaitic in nature. And meanwhile, all we're doing over here is we're continuing to quote Ula, who's an Amora. So the language, and again, this is not my point anymore, this is the Shita Mekubetz's point. So again, the language of Me'ila comes out a little bit strange sometimes. V'haketani emacher mivele di bigol huat malo kol shekein, which means that if it can transform the shiraim to be pigol, so the komitz itself, the kmitza itself, also is going to be subject to the isser of pigol. And again, what seems to be being said over here by the statement of Ula is that the moment that I do the kmitza with a machshav of pigol, boom, it's now this mincha is subject, and not just the mincha, but the komitz itself is subject to the isser, to the prohibition of pigol. So you see that you don't need to get to the final stage, to the, what in karban, what we would call the zrika. In the world of mincha, what we would call the haktaras hakometz, you don't need to get there in order for pigol to be established. And the Gemara, again, in defense of Gittel Marav, is going to give basically the same line, which is, hanami isur demaisi lede pigol. Yeah, again, what that means is that, you're right. You had a machshavas pigol during stage one, during the kmitza, and you continue to have a machshavas pigol all the way to where you get to the end. Okay. So again, the Gemara is just, Ula didn't say any of this, but the Gemara is saying this in Ula in order to defend Rav Gittel Marav. And again, we are defending this position of major league pigol. Major league pigol, which is, it's pigol when you have the machshava, both in the beginning and at the end. And if that's true, so then nothing changes. Meaning by kachim kachim, Mi'ila stays, and by kachim kalim, Mi'ila doesn't introduce. Okay. The Gemara continues to attack. Amale Ravina Ravashi Vamar Ilfa. Okay, now we have a statement by Ilfa. Now, again, let's remind each other. I told you, it's just one day of pigol today, and then tomorrow we change gears. But let's remind each other what we learned back in the good old days. In the good old days when we were learning Zvachim, and we were on the topic of pigol. Remember, there's two types of pickles. There's chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkamo. Now, chutz l'zman is what we call real pickle, and chutz l'mkamo is not real pickle. What do I mean by that? I mean that both will disqualify the carbon. Chutz l'zman, I say, while I'm doing any one of the four avodas, I'm going to eat the carbon outside the prescribed time. Chutz l'mkamo is where I make a declaration, I'm going to eat it in the wrong location. So if it's a chatas or nasham, I say I'm going to eat it outside the walls of the Azara. And if it's shlamim, I say I'm going to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. I'm going to go home to Ramat Beit Shemesh and eat it there. Okay. So either way, you've disqualified the karban. The difference is that chutz zmano is an iser kares. Chutz l'mkamo is just a disqualification, but not an iser kares. Now again, when I say iser kares, I don't mean the machshava creates an iser kares. I mean that the resulting meat, now, if eaten by anybody, will be punishable by kares. As opposed to a chutz l'mkamo, where the resulting meat is not, eating the meat is not an iser kares. Okay. And then we go even one step further in this discussion. What if while doing an avoda, I have both machshavas, meaning I'm in a really foul mood as I'm doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? You understand, I'm not a Kohen, so all this, of course, is won't be to me. But let's say I wake up in a particularly foul mood, and I say, not only am I going to eat the animal chutz l'zmano, I'm also eating a chutz l'mkamo. So this is what's called the ear of machshavas. Right? Any of this sounds familiar? Okay. Yes. Okay. Ear of machshavas. I have two machshavas while doing the avoda. So will the machshavas cross each other? Meaning, will the machshava of chutz l'mkamo upset the machshava of chutz l'zmano? So that now there is, of course, the animal is going to be disqualified. That's not even up for discussion. The only question is going to be, whether you're going to get kares. Very good.
Which one do you say first?
And Rav Yehuda says, right, Danny, very good. Rav Yehuda says it depends which one you say first. Meaning if you say the chutz l'zmano machshava first, so the chutz l'mkamo will not upset the chutz l'zmano machshava. Whereas opposed to the chachamim said anytime there's a tarovis, anytime I mix up my machshavas, the animal will not result in an ister kares.
Kind of like the
mean. Yeah, it's right. It's a, you can make comparisons. It's not a bad place to go. The Amar le Ravina le Ravashi v'Amar Yilfa Machlokas b'shtei Avodas. The whole debate in that discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only by two Avodas. Kegon the Amar Harini Shorchit Siman Rishon Chutzos Manav Siman Sheni Chutzim Kamo, where I literally have two Machshavas at two different moments. Now it's funny. I would have said two Avodas mean Shchita versus Kabbalas Adam. That's what I would have said, but Ilfa doesn't say that. Ilfa says, look, Shchita is a two part. It's right, it's two acts. Act one in Shechita is shechting one of the pipes. Act two in Shechita is shechting the second pipe. Now, generally speaking, first you meet the trachea, and then you meet the esophagus. But the point is like this, is that while I'm shechting one of the simonim, one of the pipes, I say, chutz l'zmano. And then while my knife is cutting through the second pipe, I say, chutz l'mkamo. That is where there's a debate between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Ava ba'avoda achas dekoli ama eruvei machshavas have. But if while shechting one pipe, so while the knife is cutting through the trachea, I say chutz l'zmano plus chutz l'mkamo. Now I know shechita is hard to get out both statements while I'm just cutting through the trachea. But let's imagine that's a very dull knife, and it's taking me some time to get through that trachea. Either way, the point... right. Correct. Not a pleasant shechita, for sure. But anyway, but hachanami, before I get to the Gemara's answer, so again, the larger point that we're trying to show is the following. Right? Rav Gidol Merav was making this distinction between pigle light versus major pigle. Major pigle is when I have the machshava, both by the shechita and by the zrika sadam. Meanwhile, over here, we're having an entire discussion about pigol by shechita, and just by shechita, and not by zrika sadam. And meanwhile, look, it's a very detailed discussion, we understand. But the larger point is that there is pigol, even though I only had the machshava by shechita. That's the larger point. To which the Gemara says, what's Rav Gidol Merav going to do with that? Hachanami l'chi zarek tikle milsa. And if you want, you can add the word lemafreya. That's what the Shita does over here. So the Gemara says again, just to support and defend Rav Gidol Marav, what we mean over here is that yes, you had pickle during Shechita, and you also had pickle during Zrika. It's not mentioned. Okay, so now we're going to mention it. So the Gemara says, if you're right, and that pickle is only pickle when you had a machshava at Shechita plus Drika, so let's go back to our Mishnah that we quoted at the beginning of today's daf, by the Karban Todah. And we said that the bread is going to be Kidesh HaLechem. The Lechem will be infused with Kedusha. Not true. Meaning, you need Shechita plus Zrika. So the Gemara says, "My kiddush li pasul de bais reifa." Well, when we say kiddush alechem, we mean the lechem becomes sanctified with shechita and zrika. It said it only by shechita. It means that the bread becomes now status. Not the bread is infused with kedusha, but the bread now has status. Where if I would stop right now, the bread at least now becomes disqualified because it was a quasi carbon status. Okay. That was a lot of attacking on Rav Gidol Marav, and the Gemara defended Rav Gidol Marav. And so right now we are, at this stage of the Gemara, still in support of Rav Gidol Marav, where, if I had a machshavas pigol, and specifically by the Zrika, so then it's as if nothing transpired in the world of Mi'ila. Meaning by Kachim Kalim, Mi'ila does not get turned on, and by Kachim Kachim, Mi'ila doesn't get turned off. Okay. So now after a lot of attack against Rav Gidol Marav, we're going to go the other way. Let's try to prove his point. So, pigol, still there will always be me'ila. Meaning if you're mefagel, if you, while doing the avoda, have a machshavas pigol, there will always be me'ila. Now, we're not talking about kachim kalim, because it doesn't start with Me'ila. It means that by the point where you're a makdish the animal, we already were in a status of Me'ila, and it continues. So the Gemara says, Lav avagav di izrik dama misaye ale. So now, what does the statement mean? Doesn't it mean that despite the fact that I did Zrikas Adam, and I had a machshavas pigol, and because I had a machshavas pigol, so therefore no switch has been flipped, and it continues to be an Ister of Me'ila. So the Gemara says, Lo de lo Zarek Adam. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's talking about where there was no Zrikas Adam. The Gemara says, what? E de lo Zarek Adam my lamemra. Well, if there was no Zrikas Adam, so then you haven't finished the avoda. Of course, the Me'ila doesn't go away. Elol olam dezarik. So the Gemara says, it must be, obviously, we're talking about where the Rizrika's done. V'chitanya iba ola. So the Gemara says, but what we're talking about is a carbon ola. Carbon ola, iba ola pshita, de gavoahi. So the Gemara says, okay, but with or without pigol, there never changes. That's the whole point of an ola, is that it's always kachay Hashem. Even if I did it correctly, it's still kachay Hashem. So what's the point of it, of us talking about ola? So cool. I'm sorry. Pshita de gavohi kula va'od, and not only that, but furthermore, diktani seifa, meaning I'm going to read on in this brisa, and it says at the end of the brisa, landama afapisha chazav zarko ma'alamba. If there was lina by the blood is a disqualification of the blood. Even though I then did Zrika, there's still going to be a Nisr of Me'ila. And Rashi tells us that right now we're assuming that if there was lina done by the blood, followed then by Zrika, it's tantamount to having pigol by the Zrika as well.
Is it a rabbinic Me'ila or
Doraisa? Well, I assume it's Doraisa because basically what we're saying is status quo. Status quo, meaning it started off as Me'ila, and that's Me'ila min haTorah, so it continues to be Me'ila. Now, if it's a continuous...
It doesn't really benefit from it anyway, because it's a notar, right? There's no match here, right?
Yeah, but...
consume it at this point.
I understand, but I assume it's Mila Matara. So, Iyamar Bishlama Bechata Shapir. Now, if we're talking about a carbon chatas, so then I understand this whole discussion. Iyamar Baola, Tzricha Lamemar. But if we're talking about a carbon ola, meaning, again, what's your point? Your point is that there's a continuation of the Isra of Mila by an ola. Again, without any disqualification, of course there's a continuation. So, Seifa, So the Gemara says, okay, so this second point of the Braisa certainly supports Rav Gidol Marav. Reisha mai ho mesayele seifa mesayele nami reisha. So the Gemara says, well, if the second part of the Braisa supports Rav Gidol Marav, so can we now revisit the first half of the Braisa and say that also supports Rav Gidol Marav? And so the Gemara says, seifa, we're going to take out the next word, Misayile nami reisha seifa mehani zrika lafuke mide meila. So the Gemara says no. Let's go back to the second statement of the Braisa. The Braisa says lan dama. The case was where I had a carbon, I shechted the carbon, I collected the blood, and I let the blood sit overnight. Tomorrow morning, I then sprinkled the blood. And the Gemara said, and the point of the Braisa is that I sprinkle that blood, there's still going to be an Isser of Me'ila. Now, you and I understand, of course, because the blood's disqualified. So, sprinkling that blood is not going to change anything. Meaning, if there was already an Isser of Me'ila, there will continue to be an Isser of Me'ila. The Gemara was making an assumption, which is, well, if there's Me'ila there, there'll be Me'ila by Pigel as well. So what the Gemara now is saying is, I don't know. I don't know if that necessarily is true. Seifa vada misayle, maishna halana deka'avid biyadayim. Because by linas hadam, when the blood was left overnight, you did that with your hands. Now, don't misinterpret. Meaning, the Gemara is not saying that this is an actual maisa biyadayim, but it means that there was real gross negligence. Meaning, you collected the blood and you let the blood sit there overnight. Meaning, that's not just a minor disqualification of the carbon, that's major. You were supposed to sprinkle the blood that day. So the Gemara says, Lo mehani zrika lafuke mide me'ila. So there I could tell you absolutely that zrika is nothing. Zero. Because you took the blood and you let it sit overnight. Yeah, in other words, you really botched it up. But machshava, but we're talking about pigel. Pigel is not an action, as Hedy pointed out earlier this morning. Pigel is nothing more than just a kavana. It's just an intent, which I verbalize, but still, even verbally, that's not a real bona fide action. It's just an intent. But in form, I shechted properly, I sprinkled properly. So lo ka'avi bi'adayim mahan le'zrika lafuke mide me'ila. You could still argue that it's a good zrika. At least to remove the Isser of Me'ila. Okay, so again, we try to prove Rav Gidol Marav from this, but the Gemara ends up with, you know what? I really could see a difference. Le Mahamisaya Le. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's try it this way. We're going to quote now another Braisa, and this Braisa is going to seem to support Rav Gidol Marav. HaPigol B'Kachei Kadoshim Mo'alim Bo. Okay, good. Pigol. By Kachei Kadoshim, there will be an Isser of Me'ila. Now, you got to put a lot of pieces of information together, but we've done all of this already today once before. Let's do it again. There's an Isser of Me'ila. So, we're not talking about Kachei Kalim, because it never started with Me'ila. It means that... It says straight out that we're talking about Kachei Kachim. It says it. So, are we talking about a carbonola? Hard to imagine. Because if we're talking about a carbonola, it always will remain within Isser of Me'ila. It seems to be that this Bryce is making a bigger point, which is that even by Chatas, and even by Anasham, and even though Zrika Saddam normally removes the Isser of Me'ila, but because you had the Zrika together with Pigel, so the Isser of Me'ila will stay. Which is exactly the point that Rav Gidol Marav was trying to make. La'afavagav, dezarek omisayele. So the Gemara says, are we not talking about a case where I did Zrika, and nevertheless, there is still going to be an Isser of Me'ila? So the Gemara says, lo, delo zarek. The Gemara says, well, maybe it's talking about a case where I didn't do Zrika. So the Gemara says, aval zarek mai. So what do you want to tell me? That if I did Zrika, so then in fact the Isser of Me'ila goes away. Hachanami de'ein ma'alambo amai katani seifa. But then go to the next part of the Braisa, which reads, kachim kalim ein ma'alambo. That by kachim kalim there is no Me'ila. So lif log beresha velisne. But if you're right, that the first case of the Braisa is talking about where there was no Zrika, you didn't have to switch gears. You didn't have to change the conversation from Kachim Kachim to Kachim Kalim. What you could have done is made the following statement. Lifnei Zrika Ma'alambo, Lachar Zrika, Ein Ma'alim Bo. Stayed on topic of Kachi Kachim and made the following point. If I didn't do Zrika, so then there still remains an Isra of Me'ila. If I did Zrika, so then there remains no Isra of Me'ila. So, Hahu Vadai Misayale. So the Gemara says, very good. So the second statement of the Braisa is certainly supportive of Gidol Amarav. So again, let's review, because we are really getting to the end point of this whole discussion. Rav Gidol Amarav says that when I do Zrika, and I have a Machshavas Pigel, so in the world of Chatzas and Asham, the Isra of Me'ila doesn't go away. In the world of Kachim Kalim, the Isra of Me'ila doesn't get introduced. Why? Because when I did Zrika, I did it incorrectly. I did it with a Machshavas Pigel. That is the statement of Gidol Amarav. We just quoted a Braisa. Now look at the second statement of the Braisa, because that's really the money line. Kachim Kalim Ein Mo'alim Bo. That if I have a Machshavas Pigel while sprinkling the blood of Kachim Kalim, I did not introduce Me'ila. I didn't introduce Me'ila. Which means that no change. Because Zrika was done incorrectly. It was done with a Machshavas Pigel. So it seems that this last statement of the Braisa is very supportive of the statement of Rav Gidol Amarav. To which the Gemara's response is, Ha'uvada Misayele. That supports Rav Gidol Amarav. Good. Le'maho Misayele Seifa Misayele Reisha. The Gemara says, well, if the Seifa supports Rav Gidol Amarav, doesn't the Reisha as well? So the Gemara says, Kachim Kalim Psikale. The Gemara says, well, slow down. In the world of Kachim Kalim, meaning there's only one result. The one result is that if I have a shlamim and I sprinkle the blood, so if the Zrika was good, Me'ila on the Imurim. If the Zrika was no good, no Me'ila on the Imurim. That's nice and simple, and it's so definitive. By Kachim, not so definitive. Because it depends. If we're talking about an Ola, Zrika doesn't change anything. Meaning it started off with Me'ila, it continues with Me'ila. By Chatas and Asham, it started off with Me'ila. If Zrika's done properly, no Me'ila. If Zrika's done improperly, yes Me'ila. Why no Me'ila? Because I'm saying no Me'ila on the meat. It wasn't clear. No Me'ila on the meat because the meat goes to the Kohanim. And because the meat goes to the Kohanim, it's no longer Kachay Hashem, and Me'ila is only on Kachay Hashem.
But there's pickle there, right?
And that's exactly the point, is that if the Zrika is done improperly with pigol, so then it continues to be Me'ila. But the point is that by Kachik...
If the Zrika was done properly, why would pigol go away?
Because not pigol, Me'ila. Me'ila would go away.
The pigol is still on it, no?
That's exactly the point. Because I had a Machshavas pigol, so therefore there was no transformation done with the Zrika. So therefore Me'ila doesn't go away. Our focus right now is on the Me'ila.
But if there's pigol on it, if pigol is staying around, right? Why would Me'ila go away? That's what...
By Kachim Kachim, Me'ila would not go away. You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Correct. But in the world of Kachim Kachim, we cannot make as definitive a statement as we could by Kachim Kalim. Because by Kachim Kalim, there's only one thing to say, which is that if Zrika is done properly, so then Me'ila gets introduced. If Zrika is done improperly, i.e. with a Machshavas Pigel, so then Me'ila doesn't get introduced. But by Kachi Kachim, there's two different types of Kachi Kachim. There's Ola versus Chatas and Asham. And it's not the same. Ola, Me'ila always stays. Chatas and Asham, it loses the status of Me'ila. So we couldn't make as definitive a statement by Kachi Kachim as we could by Kachim Kalim. Now this is the end of the Gemara's discussion, and where are we right now? We started off the morning with a statement of Rav Gidol Amarav. Rav Gidol Amarav says that when you do Zrika improperly, i.e. with a Machshavas Pigel, the switch has not been, we haven't flipped the switch. So that means that by Kachim Kalim, we have not introduced Me'ila, because you didn't do Zrika properly. And by Kachim Kachim, you don't turn off Me'ila, because Zrika hasn't been done properly. And what the Gemara ended off by saying is, at least we can be supportive of one of his statements, which is the statement of Kachim Kalim, that by Shlamim, if I do the Zrika improperly, so then Me'ila doesn't get introduced into the Imurim. So that is where
But with kachikachim, because there's a split, there's a difference between one and the other.
Right. We are not going to, the Gemara is not going to be fully supportive of Gittel's statement by kachikachim. To which we're going to end off today with a simple question by Tosfos. Simple question, I don't know if we have a good answer, but a simple question. The Kasha. In Tosfos, you can find me in the long Tosfos on this Amud, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down in this Tosfos. It's five lines down after the lines become wide. The first one of the line is Me'ila b'kasha kasham leka siyua. The Kasha. Tosfos says, I'm going to ask the following question. Mishnah, what's the difference? Meaning, if we're supporting Rav Gidol Merav's second statement by Kashim Kalim, we should support his first statement as well. Meaning, isn't the point that he's making is, Zrika was done improperly. Yehana Machshav is Pigol, why you did the Zrika? And so therefore, it's not a good Zrika. And so therefore, status quo. Meaning, by Kashim Kalim, we're not going to introduce Me'ila, and by, right, did I say it correctly?
Yeah.
Right, and by kachikachim, right, it's not going to remove the Isser of Me'ila. So why are we fully supportive of one of his statements, i.e. kachim kalim, but not supportive of his other statement? Va'omer mori ha-rabbeinu peretz. He gets a lot of ink over here on the in Me'ila. Right, shiyichya. Right, the tishna ushna. So he says it's very different. Look, you're talking now about the removal of Me'ila, so you need it to be removed from God's table. Meaning, it has to be edible by the Kohanim. Hilkach mid ikva rachmana bepigol afagav de baikar tzatz kasha kachar tzatz pasol klamer sheim rutsa leecho beheter mimenu chashva rachm afilo hachi, right, just working, chashva rachmana zrikas pigol lios bechlal hartzatz achila. Meaning, it's enough of a zrika to basically, in other words, I know the Kohanim can't eat it, but it's enough. It's enough to remove the Isser of Pigol. V'imkein dinu nami gabi kachikashin shetotzi midei Me'ila. Ava bekashim kalim shetei chashuva azrika lios chela kavoa muvurar lo matzina shetei chashuva le'inyan zeh. But in the world of kachim kalim, what we have to do is we have to clarify with specificity which part now is going to the Mizbeach. There, you need Zrika absolute. Meaning, you need clear-cut Zrika to now say, this part's going to be with me, and this part's going to the Mizbeach. Meaning, if I could try to put this in other terms, basically, you got to look at your starting point, you got to look where you ended. Meaning, in the world of Kashim Kalim, the animals, what I mentioned in the beginning of today's daf, the carbon is fundamentally my carbon, but once we do Zrika, parts are going to go up onto the Mizbeach. Right. The Zrika there has to be an absolute Zrika, because fundamentally the animal belongs to me. Now I want to introduce Me'ila to the parts that are going to go up onto the Mizbeach, but there we have to clearly outline which parts are going to go up onto the Mizbeach. There I need a good Zrika. But let's go the other direction. By Chatzis and Asham, where the animal is fundamentally the Mizbeach's animal, and now we want to remove Me'ila, you know what? It's fine. Meaning, the removal of Me'ila can be done even if the Zrika is not so crystal clear, isn't so perfect. Because there, when we're talking about the removal of Me'ila, as long as we can somehow segregate and say, this part's going up onto the Mizbeach, this part's staying with me. Even though the Kohanim can't eat it, but at least it's enough of a segregation where I could say this part's going on and this part's staying, not going on. Okay, that could be why the Gemara on the Kashim Kalim supports Rav Gidol Merav, but on the Kachikachim may not be so supportive of Rav Gidol Merav. Okay, hopefully I made that last point clear, I'm not so sure. But anyway, that's where we end up. So again, the entire daf today dedicated to one statement. Rav Gidol Merav says that if you do the Zrika Bepigol, you have not changed the status of Me'ila, and the Gemara certainly supportive of the latter statement by Kachim Kalim, not necessarily by Kachikachim. I should have looked.